Thank you very much for joining. My name is Luciana. I've been working for the last 10 years at Senior Sistemas. It is a Brazilian software house. This company provides software for human capital management, ERP, CRM, and other softwares. And this is my first time at MedWorld. I'm very excited to be here. And today I will be speaking about how we built our knowledge base using Flare and how we indexed it in order for it to be a resource that our bot named Sarah, that was developed using Watson IBM, would answer to our clients and all of our network. This is a little information about Senior. Senior has been in the market for the last 30 years. It has more about 7,000 clients. It works in seven different market segments. Here are some of the more important segments that it attends. And here are some of the prizes that this company has received during the last years. We received twice the Beacon Award for our bot. She was developed by IBM, as I told previously, and we received this prize twice. And we also had the opportunity to receive a prize over our knowledge management model that was developed. And the name of this prize is the Human Being Prize. It is granted by the Brazilian Association of Human Resources. And it was granted to us due to the very relevant contribution that this knowledge management model had for the people and for the organization development. We received this prize last year. I would like to explain very briefly how this knowledge management model works. If you may, I would like to explain first what was the problem that we were facing. We had three different areas in the company that were dealing with the same kind of information. Here we're talking about my area, knowledge management, the corporate university, and the service optimization area. The three areas we were building, we were trying to build the same documentation, technical documentation, but not the regular online help field by field. We wanted to build a documentation that would be of the whole business process and how the software would attend this business process in each step. And we were facing the same problems. We had three different areas with different opinions about how these processes should work and how the software resolved the problems for each of them. We had three different tools to build this knowledge management, this knowledge base, sorry. And we also had the same lack of information. Mostly we had the same problems at the same points. So our first step, as you can imagine, this kind of environment was very confusing for our clients. It was unproductive for our company. So the first step that we took was to sit these three areas and start thinking together what was the real business process that we were attending, how we were resolving these problems for our clients using the software. And once we had this unique vision about the business process, we also chose Flare as our unique software, our unique tool for content editing. We understood that the technical writer had to be a part of this construction from the beginning. So we understood that the technical writer had to be a part of the project from the conception of it, from the very inception of the project. And so we guaranteed that our technical writers would be in each and every project and that they would start with the development team at the beginning, at the conception, and they will go all through the development process. until we got to the point that we would have the documentation ready and that it would be distributed for these three areas. We also understood that each of these areas had its own clients, had its own users, and that there was content that only some users should use. Some other content shouldn't be shown to everybody. So yes, you're thinking, okay, we're talking about single sourcing, right? We're talking about content reuse, and we're talking about selecting which kind of information should go to each output. And the results from this work were very, very useful, very interesting. You may see we had several gains in productivity, and these gains we were able to even reduce costs of implementation for our clients. Needless to say that Flare was our secret weapon behind this project, and this was only available due to the single sourcing resource that this tool has, and it is amazing, fantastic. We are real Flarenetics of this tool. In this slide, I'm showing what were the documents that we were able to produce once we had this business process unified. So as you may see, we were even able to define prices and sales structure once we had this information cleared. And as you can see, we have three areas. Let me see if this was working. Yes. Here we have the documentation process that I was telling previously. It was from the whole business process that the software was attending. And from here, we were able to produce content for the knowledge management area, for the corporate university, and also for our internal teams, documents like checklists and guides for them for the moment that they would be doing the implementation of the software at our clients. So all of this are actual documents. Some of them are different outputs. And Flare was the way that we found that would be the best way to develop and to deliver all of these documents. Once we guaranteed that this information was standardized, that it was constantly being actualized, and that we were able to develop our software and also our documentation in parallel, we were able to deploy documentation with the software. And even if when it went to a SaaS model and this became like in a daily basis, we were also able to follow that. And that was thanks to Flare. So it was perfect. Everything was going very well. And then we had this... let me show you this slide here. Here's how single sourcing works. So I don't know if you are familiar with conditional tags, if you're already using them, then it will be quicker in this presentation. The first one you can see, it would be we were delivering a Word format document with this green one, with this green conditional tag. You can see we're delivering HTML5. All of our documentation is available online. It is free. It doesn't require authentication, and it is online 24/7, so everybody can access it. And we also had a different documentation that would only be delivered on a PDF format, mainly for our internal teams and for our vendors and our support team. So you understand that the technical writer, as he or she is working, has to understand what kind of content should be delivered in what kind of an output. And as we understood that this model was the best way to work, we had to guarantee that we would have a technical writer in each and every project that we developed. So we worked last year. We worked with 128 projects with a team of 20 technical writers, and we were able to deliver all of these projects with content accompanying the deployment of the software. It was a model that really worked. This is the architecture of our knowledge base. We were able, thanks to Flare and to single sourcing, to provide information and several documents for five different portals. Three of them are accessed without authentication, as I said before. Two of them are only available through for our internal team, and it wasn't open for the public in general. And down there you can see Sarah. This is her face. She is Senior Automated and Responsive Agent. She was developed using Watson IBM. She is the one that received those two prizes. The prizes that we received, the Beacon Awards, they were not related with content. They were related with very specific projects, one for asylums and to count the amount of grains of rice that are inside asylums. So it was very artificial intelligence and algorithms and so on. But IBM is a partner from Senior. And when we got to know a little more, IBM told us that Watson was able to read HTML. And then I said, okay, our whole knowledge base is HTML, so let's join the two tools together and see what happens. And then I had the chance to manage this project in which we would integrate our knowledge base with our bot. Before I explain to you how we did that, once again, let me tell you what was the problem that we were facing. It would take just a few minutes, but maybe it's a little boring. The Brazilian public system developed a new program for the country. It is called eSocial. The purpose of this program is to gather information from each and every company, from the public sector and also from the private sector. And it regards all of the legal obligations, social security, and labor obligations. And the meaning of this program is to formalize in digital means this information and to send it to the government. And it was a huge challenge for all of the country, for all of the private and public companies, because they were not used to this kind of situation, this kind of information being sent like that. Senior is responsible for processing 6 million payrolls monthly. This is something about 20% of the total amount of payrolls that are processed in Brazil. So it was a huge amount of software that was involved and a large group of clients that were involved with this program. So as you may imagine, in this environment, what started happening is that all of the rules changed. For you to have an idea, 70% of the software, of the HCM software, human capital management, had to be rewritten, reconstructed in a couple of years. And this changed absolutely all of the rules or the most important rules that our clients were used to be working with. So they started entering in contact with our customer service, and they were just getting everybody crazy. We had a 200% increase in customer service tickets, and it was getting worse because this program was held in waves due to the size of the companies. So we found that our attendants were responding the same questions, that they were answering the same things over and over again. But we were not able to hire more attendants to answer this information. And we had this great knowledge base. I think it's great, but it is constantly actualized. It is online. It is free. It is 24/7. It has all of the information. It is accurate. And even like that, people were not able to find information there. It was very hard because the changes that were happening, they were very difficult. And so that was the moment that they had the chance to coordinate, to manage this project that would integrate these two tools. In this slide, you have an example of how Sarah answers our clients' questions. In the top of it, this is her face, this is her interface. It's all in Portuguese. So here we have an answer. This link and this other link, they go directly to our documentation, to our technical documentation. This would be in our documentation portal. This will be in our legal requirements portal. Both of them are HTML5. Both of them are Flare outputs. So each and every answer that our chatbot would give would show a piece of information, would show an answer for our clients, and a link to our documentation. We were able to integrate Sarah with all of our knowledge base. These are the five portals that I was talking about. So we have the user manual. We have the specific eSocial user manual. We have also the release notes. We created a solution database that would be very specific for the problems that we had in eSocial. And we have the legal requirements portal as well. All of them delivered using Flare. So how did we integrate these two tools? And I prefer to write this down rather than just remembering it. But we used Watson Assistant. Watson Assistant is a resource that would mainly build conversational trees. So at the beginning, we had to build this answer, this question and answer structure. And how will we do that? We will use the information that we gather from the customer service. So we will get there what were the most frequent doubts that our clients would have, and we started transforming that into knowledge, into question and answer. And we had the answers at our knowledge base, so we will have to link them with that. For that, we use these resources from Watson Natural Language Understanding and Watson Knowledge Studio. So this is an application, the chatbot is an application that's running on an IBM cloud and is also a free access. So if you access our documentation portal and then you go to eSocial, you may find the chatbot and you can do a question. You just have to learn a little bit of Portuguese and have some doubt about this eSocial program, basically. We were also, it was very important for us that the chatbot would answer in a very natural way and that our clients would find the information helpful and that they start using this chatbot. Because why would someone stop speaking with a human being and start speaking or asking to a bot the things that you're not understanding? So this is a very important part, and we trained our eSocial domain experts in the use of the software so that they would be able to write down and put the information in a manner that human beings would like to work. The domain experts also were trained and were working alongside with the development team. This was also very important because the developers did not have all of the information from the business point of view. So they would be thinking about the software and how these functionalities should work. But sometimes you need to understand the business behind it so that it would be easier for you to provide a correct information, a correct answer. So we had this team, and using natural language understanding, we were able to help our bot to recognize the kind of terms that the clients were asking so that it would be easier for them to find this information inside our knowledge base. This is Sarah. Once we had the chance to integrate her with all of our knowledge base, with our manuals, we had the chance even to put her in our as a resource in our forum. What does this mean? That in the forum we have human beings again talking and exchanging information and doubts. And she was also a resource that would answer these questions during the general use of this forum. It was also open 24/7, so it was very interesting that it was natural as someone wanted to have some information, it would access the forum, would do the questions, and some of them would be directly responded by Sarah. I would like to show you briefly how was the client's, our user's journey. So we wanted to prevent our clients of opening tickets to the customer service. So this is the main window to access this the software which controls all of these customer service tickets. We integrated Sarah in the first place. So the intention was that before someone wanted to open a ticket to find out something that they were not understanding, they would ask directly Sarah, and from there on, if she didn't, she wasn't able to answer, then she will help our client to open the ticket. And the idea is that she will use the information that she already gave us, right? So when a user makes a question, usually he or she will start referring to all of the problems that he had, and all of that information stays in software as a path. Then you know what were the things that the client wasn't able to solve by himself. And that would be an information that the bot would use to open the ticket and already give the attendant an information in advance. In that case, the user didn't have to write the question again. Here, I would like to speak a little bit about how was our experience with feedback. So at the beginning, we started with we started going after what were the most frequent doubts that our clients had. And we got to a bank of 90 questions. So those are the most frequent questions that our users were having. And as I told you, this was going on in waves. So like 1 month and a half later, the attendants would be receiving the same questions again. So we started with these 90 questions and answers, and then we were evolving, and we decided to put this feedback resource. This one is very important in terms of machine learning. Because if he, as she was receiving, okay, this is the answer I want, then she would be able to be more accurate in the answers that she was given. The knowledge base is very big. We're talking about more than 5,000 HTML files. So it was hard to find the information among this. And that was a reason that it was very important for us to use a search engine that would find information in our knowledge base, and it will bring it, and that it would we would have to work over it so that it would give a script with the correct information for our users. This is an example of how she works. I hope that this image is... So we brought this image here to represent how she works. We understood that there were some steps that all of our clients were having, so we put it in advance. These are the main things that you have to do to attend these phases of the program. And from there on, if they had any more questions, then they would just write them there, and she will provide with the answer. In case that the bot wouldn't be able to find information, we would know it by the feedback, so we will go after and actualize that information. I know that I'm talking about artificial intelligence, but I must be very fair. Behind artificial intelligence, we have human intelligence, and that's the real stuff, okay? So knowledge base was very important. It had to be accurate. It had to be correct. It had to be up to date. We're talking about weekly, very complex updates in the software, and the business rules were changed several times. The government changed it because sometimes they thought things would go in one direction, but it didn't work like that, so they were like, oh no, forget about that and let's go back here. And really, a lot of people were getting nuts with this. So it was very interesting because at the beginning, there were some doubts if this would be a good way or not to solve these problems. And in 6 months, we were able to answer more than 75,000 questions. I'm talking here about simple questions. The most complex one, we left them for the customer service, the customer attendants to answer. Here are some of the results. So as I said, we started in April. It would be 1 year ago. And in a very short period of time, we had this jump. Like they started to trust our bot. They started to trust in the answers that they were receiving. It was faster than to speak with their beloved customer service attendant, because it is difficult when you don't know something. You really need the assurance that this information is correct, that is the path that you should follow to be in compliance with this legal information, right? And in 6 months, we were able to reduce 1,600 simple questions for our service call. This was something about 880 hours of level zero support. Okay. I think I'm going very fast. Is that everything okay until it? Okay. Here are some of the gains that we had. So getting back to the beginning of my speak, I told you how we integrated three areas and the way that we were viewing this business process. So the first gain of working with Flare and with thinking about single sourcing and to join these three areas is that we had a unique knowledge base. And this was very important. If we didn't have this, we would never be able to answer a question through Sarah. It wouldn't be possible. It would be very confusing. So that would be definitely the first step. And that step wasn't done last year. It was done 5 years ago. So we started with Flare in 2012. We started, I believe, with Flare 7. And all of this development was done with Flare 10. So we're not in the, I'm sorry, but we're not in the last and the most wonderful that I just saw right now with Jennifer. So it was Flare 10, and we were able to do it. We had single sourcing, and I repeat, this was our secret weapon in this crusade. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible. Time optimization for productive area specialists. And here, I'm talking about e-social specialists. I'm talking about our customer service. I'm talking also of our corporate university, our service optimization area. And all of these areas have specialists. All of these areas were going after information. And once we had this unified knowledge base and it was public, all of them were feeling more confident about this knowledge, about this information, and they knew where to gather it. Documentation and training development based on the business process. And this is the reason why we received that prize from the human, from the Brazilian Association of Human Resources, because we understood the business process, we understood the needs of our clients, and we unified it. Synergy and exchanges between both teams. And this was very important when we were working for training our bot, because we used the constant information coming from our customer service, because their human beings are speaking with other human beings and they are gathering their doubts and they are understanding what is going on. And technical writers would be working very closely with the customer service to understand these needs and to transform that into knowledge, into our documentation. And sometimes it would be a part of the business process manual. Sometimes it would be a field-by-field kind of information. Other times it would be just like a tip or a frequently asked question. So we had the chance to organize this and to distribute this information in different outputs. And most of all, last but not least, the improvements from the point of view of our client, because his experience was totally different. At the beginning, they were calling to our customer service and they were not getting attention. And at the end, they were able to solve their problems by themselves. So it was actually self-service. And we started receiving feedback that some of our clients were solving their problems at midnight. And it just worked. And that was great, great feedback for us. Here are some lessons that we learned. And the first one is detachment. And why do I say this? We're talking about three different areas. Each of them had our own, my precious, you understand? This is my the block of documentation. This is my knowledge base. I'm not open to edit it. And that was the first step. And it took a long time for us to understand that the process was different from what A, B, or C thought it was. And then once we got a general understanding of what was the correct way to approach this business process, everything went much better. But it takes some time, so it is important for you to pay attention to that. Collective development of the new process was vital. Yes, this is collective knowledge, so working together was something very important. And to if you fail fast, then you have to correct it faster as well. Okay, so be open for that. Proofs of concept, and I am very fan of proof of concept because some things didn't work the way we thought that they would, and it was good for us to try it in a small group and then go on and gain scale. Training, infrastructure is critical. And here, Flair, again, it was our most important ally in this crusade. And training of everybody that was involved in the model was very decisive factor. We also had the opportunity to plan very carefully what would be all of the outputs that we will be delivering. So we would have some outputs that would be only used by the university, others that would be only used by our service team. So their needs are different. What they are looking for is different. And we were able to put that information in these outputs, and it was thanks to Flair and single sourcing that this was possible. This is my last slide. I think that I leave a lot of time for questions. But before ending, I would like to introduce you to my team back in Brazil. I'm not longer working there. I came back to the States in January. But I would like very much to give you be very grateful on behalf of all of my team. They are all Flairnetics. They've been working behind this, and they are cheering for me today. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and I'm open for questions if you have any doubts. Thank you very much.
Could you speak to the technical aspects of the connection? Can you go back to the slide
Yes.
showing the chatbot connecting to the knowledge base?
This one?
The one before that, I think, yeah.
That one?
It showed at the top you had the chatbot with the links to the different... yeah, that's
okay.
The one. So, from a technical point of view, were you, your domain experts were coding the hyperlinks into Watson to connect to your knowledge bases here? So I'm trying to understand the connection from... I guess they were coding the intents and the phrases in Watson, but were they also adding hyperlinks to jump to your portal?
The part of the hyperlinks, we were using a search engine. It was Elasticsearch.
Okay.
So we had to work with some scripts that would help us find the information in the knowledge base and bring it. And our experts would check if the sequence is correct and if the answers are correct, but they were also writing directly in Watson Assistant.
Okay.
So we have the three elements, the human being knowledge and writing the answers. You have to have the question and you have to have the answer. And in order for it to work, you have to think of the several ways that someone would ask that question. It's not a one-on-one basis. So sometimes you have to think of 3, 4, 5 ways that the same question would be made.
Okay. So a lot of the work was done in Watson. It wasn't exported off from Flair into Watson. It was pulled by a script, you said?
Yes,
okay.
It was pulled.
Okay.
Hi. Somehow related to this, so if the content is pulled from the knowledge base, then it lives also in the Watson tool. It lives kind of in two places, right?
I didn't understand, sir.
So you write the content, you have it in the knowledge base, but then the script and your experts take part of that knowledge and put it into Watson.
In some of the answers, yes.
Okay.
Other... It was kind of how we built this knowledge base, mm-hmm. because in the beginning we didn't build it with the intention for it to be answered by a bot.
Right.
That was something that we thought of later. So the architecture of it wasn't all thought in that manner.
Sure.
Later on I had the chance to work with other bots, and they were thought that way. So we would build the knowledge base in a different way, mm-hmm. so it would just go directly there.
Right. So how do you make sure the content is up to date in the two places? If it changes in the knowledge base, what happens to what is in Watson?
Feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very important. There is, of course, the machine learning. So we would receive feedback of the ones that they are not matching correctly, that it would be something incorrect there. And human beings.
Okay.
We have human beings behind the bot checking for that information. Watson has statistics, so we were able to achieve more than 80% of reliability, of confidence, on the answers that were given.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how does it work? You imagine a question, and you have the answer for that question, and you think of five ways that question can be formulated, and you will link it with this answer. But if the Watson would evaluate if that question that he received, that the user wrote, is or not similar to the one that you have in your base.
Right. Okay.
And so according to that, it would answer. But there are also more technical issues that I'm not an expert on. So
okay.
Maybe it might not be that easy for me to answer.
Okay.
But there is artificial intelligence behind it. And it was very important to have this search engine that Watson also has, that it goes and scans your information and looks for these critical words and brings these answers.
Cool. Maybe one last question.
Sure.
So when you started out with how many question-answer pairs, what was your initial pool of questions and answers?
We started with 90.
That was the 90 you mentioned.
90.
Okay.
It was just a random number.
Yeah. Okay.
No, because we had a lot of doubts coming, so we stopped and started analyzing those questions,
okay.
and we ended in something around 450,
okay.
and something about 3 months.
Wow. Okay.
And but those were just simple questions. So once we had this organized, we transformed Sarah in our level zero assistant, and our customer service area was cheering because he would be able to go back to normal life and to start doing more interesting things. You know, at the beginning it was hard because they were a little concerned that a bot could also replace. You know, that's a real concern that everybody has. But once you find yourself answering the same thing over and over again, you find out that it's not productive and that you could be using your time in other more complex ways to help your client. So then it had a better acceptance.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Yes.
Hi there. I was wondering if you ever put any financial numbers attached to all that savings that you showed us, the number of calls that were saved, and if there was anybody ever attached figures to that.
Yeah. when I thought that this was possible and I spoke with the board of directors, they were not willing to give a very significant amount of money because, you know, it is a very big investment, and it was a bet. We didn't know if it would be useful or not. So at that time, we would have a small amount of resources, and we didn't go after ROI and all of that. But actually, I had to demonstrate that we would be able to reduce customer service tickets, and we were able to do that. So this is, I'm talking to you a year later, and I left the company in January. So I'm not sure what is going on at the moment, but what I know is that Sarah did a very good work, and that the company from now on will be using her as a level zero support. So, but you can roughly imagine the, I thought something about 880 hours in 6 months, right? So let's say something around 2,000 hours men in a year. Then times the cost of it. So this project, it had the, it would have an amount that we would have to achieve, like we would have to bring a saving of XYZ to the company, and that would be the way for you to make the maths.
Right, yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing I was talking about. But I see what you're saying. This is more of a trial run where you made a big investment up front, and I'm sure it's very expensive to work with Watson and get all that.
Yes.
So it's probably actually a loss in the beginning, but if now that you've proven that it works and if they continue to use it, you can amortize those costs over years and years to come, right? So eventually
Absolutely.
It would probably be a huge savings in the long run.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
The things that helped us there, it was a very difficult moment, environment for the whole country, not only for our clients. And Sarah is open. You can ask her in Portuguese at any moment. So not only seniors clients, but anyone would use the information that she would give. Of course, she will answer accordingly to the way our software works. But that would also be good, because if you don't have information, you can come to our company and buy our product. So in that way, it was also useful. And the other thing that was good is that the original investment was not done for this project. Sarah was already our product. She already had received two Beacon Awards. The investment was already done. So, but artificial intelligence in our bot was not used for this kind of service. So she was already paid by other projects.
Oh, okay. Great.
And that was a gain. And of course, I had the chance to work with IBM because we already had it. But you can work with other bots that are not as expensive like that. And you would be able to join it, to link it with Flare due to this characteristics of documentation that is public in an HTML environment. So,
great. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions? Thank you very much for your time.